wanna say kids like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more. Cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet.
Drop what you're doing. Make this a priority.
And now, it's time for Guys Not on the Radio with Shap.
He's a party on skates.
And JC.
The little girly man.
Shap.
If you stuck a lump of coal up his ass, in 2 weeks you have a diamond.
And JC.
They think he's a righteous dude.
Is this it? I mean, is this two bowls of M&Ms and some balloons? You know what, Phyllis? I think you need to step it up. Because if I'm not mistaken, we gave you your wedding shower here. We all came into this room and gave you a golden shower.
That's disgusting.
You are fake news.
You're killing me, Smalls.
It's Shap and JC and the Guys Not on the Radio podcast.
Well, that sets up. I'm going to see a man about a wallaby.
Welcome to another edition of the Guys Not on the Radio podcast with Shap, JC, and no, don't adjust your video cameras if you're watching this Thursday nights on Facebook. Elizabeth is here too.
Thank God.
I know.
We are reunited.
Don't worry. I got the chorus coming back around so we can sing again. Don't worry. So, yeah, it's coming up. So. Not yet. There's like a long interlude. How you been?
I don't know. I've been fine. How have you been?
I'm all right.
Well?
Yeah, I got this new. I got a new job.
I know, right?
So
super exciting.
I know. Did you miss me?
Dead.
I know.
Deeply.
Reunited, cause we understand. There you go. You know the words. I know. We need to find a better sing-along song later on in the show.
Yeah,
so, Guys Not on the Radio podcast, week 6. Hi, JC.
I'm just like the third wheel over here.
Pretty much. That's you. Third wheel, JC. I always used to be the third wheel at college. It was always me. You were always the one with the ladies, and I was the third.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that part?
Are you a ladies fan?
No. Well, I just understood long-term relationships where Shap was just like revolving door.
Yeah, he liked that.
Hit it and quit it.
You a hoe.
You always wanted to do Shelizabeth After Dark. It is After Dark.
Right? It's definitely After Dark. We're outside.
We have a live studio audience of two. We will go say hi to them later. We'll let this. Oh, four. Oh, we have kids.
The kids are here.
Oh, good. JC was worried that his kids were missing or something.
Yeah, they were playing at the park. And,
yeah. JC
lets
his kids play in the park. After dark.
Anyways, welcome to another edition of Guys Not on the Radio podcast. No waiting or teasing who our guest is. She's here in the flesh, in person tonight. We will go say hi to our audience as well a little bit later on as we're live tonight in JC's backyard, which has been freshly cut.
That's beautiful. Nice job on that.
Yeah,
thanks. We have been inhabited by bugs a little bit. Thankfully,
our audience brought that bug spray.
They brought some bug spray.
That was nice. Thanks, guys.
You may see us duck on camera a few times. I've been buzzed once or twice already.
My hair attracts bugs. I'm just telling you right now. It attracts large.
You didn't follow the Shap rule of you can't use certain hairspray or perfume around me because I'd make a statement about it in the studio?
Heck no. I jacked it up to Jesus. I got it all the way up.
You're like, I don't got to deal with this ass every day anymore. I'm done. Did you really used to change what you would wear?
Yeah.
Right?
Sure did.
I never asked you to do that.
No, but you're just a whiner.
Jeez.
Thumbs up for that.
This is going to turn out to be the roast of John Shap tonight. That's what's going to be.
Well, I'm
prepared. I'm ready to go. So. I did play Always on Time for you as we came into the show tonight.
I know, right?
Because you're always on time. We're not the guys on the guys not on the radio is on time either because we're usually a few minutes late. So
yeah. Y'all have a lot of technical difficulties up in here.
We do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like moving parts that happen.
Yeah. This is a large setup.
We will have to see whether or not.
I didn't know it was going to be like this.
We'll have to see if I get it on at 9 o'clock on Thursday. I don't know. So yeah, no, we're not. We are live tonight in front of a live studio audience, but not live as we normally are at 9 o'clock on Thursdays on Facebook. But for those of you that are listening and downloading, hey, we appreciate it. You can download us now on iTunes. You can download us on Stitcher. Are we on anything else?
YouTube. I just added a YouTube channel.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
So that way for the people, because we had Jeff Steele on last week. He doesn't Facebook.
No, he didn't.
He doesn't Facebook. So, because they were asking, like, okay, now how do I get this thing again? How are we going to watch it? And so I thought, hey, you know what? Let's throw it up on YouTube. So
I,
nice and easy.
You know, I did send them the link.
Did you?
Yes. Okay. I sent them the link and everything. So I hope they watched it. Maybe they're watching another one. Maybe they're watching this one. Yeah, who knows? So
it's all good.
We got lots of stuff to get to on the show. We'll do Tales from Radioland. Gee, I wonder who we'll talk with about that. We've also got Non-Judgmental Shap and, hey, guys, an email from a listener, which has a very interesting topic to get to all on the show. Yeah, all that and more is coming up. But first, you know, what else is going on with Elizabeth? I mean, are you have you picked up crocheting? Have you picked up a hobby or anything?
You know,
or?
The only thing I'm picking up is a mule. Give me another mule.
But you stay at home mom. You left Radio to be a stay at home mom.
Yes, I'm staying at home with the children. I go to the school a lot. I volunteer there on occasion. And
no,
I have to go there 3 times a day for picking up and dropping off.
Oh my gosh.
And it takes a lot out of you. So by the time I'm done with that, you know, I'm tired. I don't have time for crochet.
I've been not a stay-at-home dad, and I just been kind of assisting with the running.
Oh, it's a lot.
A lot of running, and I have a kid that we have to take to a lot of different doctor's appointments. I was like, last week, between 13 Reasons Why and running my kid everywhere, I was just spent.
It was,
too
much?
This is crazy.
I can't even.
This is crazy, you know what.
Filth.
Crazy. So I'm trying my best not to drop any tonight, simply because I are there still kids in the audience? Or did they go inside? There's
some neighbors.
We're on this camera now. Yeah,
I don't know what.
Yeah, we're over here. We're on this camera here. So you can't see because we got these blinded lights on us since we're in the dark. So hello neighborhood of Spring Valley too, by the way. So if any of the neighbors are listening, make some noise. Good. That's good. None of them are. Oh, man. I saw we had a few more audience members that came in. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
People just drifting into the yard.
You mentioned taking the kids back and forth to school while JC's providing beverages to the audience. See, this is the kind of show we have. See, don't get any ideas, because if we do this next time at a bar, we're not providing beverages that time.
No. No.
You mentioned school.
Yeah. A lot of school.
You have to go in and out for each kid, right?
Yes, I have to go. Well, the bigger one, we've only got like 20 days left in the school year.
Yeah.
So she's like to the point where I can just like kick her out of the car in the morning.
Nice.
So every day I go through the debate. Should I wear my pajamas to drop off or should I put real pants on? And by real pants, I just mean leggings. But like, should I get out of my pajama pants?
I think I have wore jeans every day to school, I think. I may have done workout pants once. May.
You know I was rocking them sweatpants today.
I knew you was.
I was.
Yeah.
Yep.
We still have the kids that are young enough that we don't really do the drop-off, the pickup drop-off system. But JC is very familiar because he has older kids who are here tonight.
Yeah.
There they are. I'm surprised you guys aren't on the trampoline right now, to be honest.
But one is.
One. Oh, one is.
just the one.
So what's the deal, JC, with the drop-off line?
Hey, it's weird because I don't know if people just don't understand that they should let their kids off and they can walk 20 feet. But that seems to be the issue with a pickup drop-off, where they all wait until they get right in front of the doors to drop their kids off.
Yeah.
And so it takes forever to get through, because nobody wants to make their precious children walk more than 10 feet.
That's right.
To the door.
Because somebody might come after them? Or
I don't know what the deal is, but it's like, you know, they can walk 20 feet from the car to the door.
20
you
feet.
You don't have to wait till you get right in front of the door to drop them off.
20 feet is 19 extra steps that could lead to failure, and we don't want that.
That's true.
Nope.
We have to hand out a participation trophy for drop-offs.
You know what's funny? Speaking of participation trophies, my mom brought this huge, like, bucket of, like, I don't know what they're doing. They're clearing out the rooms and stuff at the house right now. They're going through that phase.
Oh, so you got your participation trophies?
I got all the trophies, and I found out We were getting participation trophies in the 80s, buddy.
We sure were. I remember them hanging on my closet door.
Like, ribbons and such.
Yeah. I am the king of participation trophies, apparently, because, yeah, thanks, Ben. So, because apparently the entire bin was, I mean, there was no, like, first prize or anything. It was like, thanks for being a part of T-ball, you know, and that's all it was, the entire bin.
We got a trophy for that. It was. Yeah. It wasn't even participation. I remember we got ribbons.
Yeah.
And then you got trophies.
No,
too.
I have like a whole bin of trophies.
Wow.
For all participation.
Your mom's like, take this crap and get it out of my house. I don't want it anymore. It's done.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Jake. He's gonna help us out.
Jake's gonna host the show.
They're gonna tell us all your dirty secrets.
It is. It's what it is.
Yeah.
So, the pickup drop off, like I don't understand why we have to wait. Like 20 minutes to get through the line because we gotta wait till every single car gets right in front of the door. We should have the ability to make our kids walk 20 feet to the door.
I'll tell you,
Princeton, or is this just like a Spring Valley thing?
We do have a little bit of people. They want to get right up on it.
Yeah,
they want to be right there at the door with the kid going in. But really, you don't have to necessarily. I mean, as long as you can see them. I mean, like, I just tell my kid to go follow other kids and their parents in.
Okay.
Like, legit, like, just follow that one. Just follow them. It's totally fine.
Look, I think I know why. I think I figured it out.
Okay.
Because I noticed this while dropping off my preschooler at school, in that you take the kid to school and then you have to go in and out to get them. But you'll be walking through the parking lot. And there'll be moms or dads who are driving their kids to school late or something, and they're zipping through that parking lot at 25, 30 miles an hour. And you're like, what you doing, girl? Slow down. I want you to hit my kid.
This is a school zone.
It's right. So I think maybe maybe they realize.
We've got the train of cars that, like, you, like I said, you
I have not experienced yet because I have to come later
like,
than
right
you.
In front.
So.
We can't hear him at all.
We can't, otherwise. Yeah. Sorry for you listening on the podcast or the video.
Jake is yelling at us.
One of JC's children is yelling. You'll have to come into the microphone next time. So maybe pretend you're in school and, like, raise your hand or wave at us so we can say, oh, he has something to say. So, well, we can't see either, so that's a difficult thing, too. All right, enough school talk. Have you had any shower beers since you've left?
I don't even drink. I don't know what you're talking about. I have had, of course I've had a shower beer. I mean, I don't have shower beers every time I shower, but I mean, I have them.
You haven't slipped anymore in the shower?
No, I haven't had any falls because I got a new bath mat.
Oh.
So I'm on it. Mr. Ikey, I busted him having a shower beer the other day, actually. I was like, what are you doing?
Nothing.
What do you mean? So, that and my mules.
Speaking of beverages, have you had any unicorn frappuccinos?
No. And I'm confused about the unicorn frappuccino, like, slightly, because I don't know that I would want to drink something that color for some reason.
Does it change colors?
I don't know what it does.
See, I heard it made you poop sprinkles. Is that true? It doesn't make you poop sprinkles?
And rainbows.
That would
come
be
out
amazing.
Of your, okay.
Well, you're a whore for whatever's latest in fashion trends and everything. We've already discussed this in news.
Anything that makes my poop turn colors, I'm all about it.
It's going to be a winner?
That's it. Like, well, the Burger King sandwiches.
The,
like,
Angry Whopper, right?
Yes. Green poop.
Yeah.
Oh.
The green poop on the... It was the Halloween Whopper. Did anybody try it and you get the green poop? It was amazing.
So,
and then there was another one, too. The red one made your poop red.
Yeah. I have not tried any of those, nor the unicorn frap, but I thought it was funny that everyone was making such a huge, ridiculous deal about this thing because it's got so many calories and everything else.
All this sugar.
Yeah. Like, have you had a Mountain Dew before?
Yeah.
Doesn't that have even more, you know?
Yeah. Did anybody go to Starbucks during the unicorn frap?
Did anybody get a unicorn frap? Anybody?
Because, like,
anybody willing to admit it?
I was there the other night, and they had the unicorn fraps there, and I have never seen a line this long in Starbucks, nor
really?
Have I ever seen so many children in Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
It was packed. There was nobody there, and then I walked up or put in my order, and I didn't order the unicorn frap, and they were thankful. And then I, all of a sudden, like 2 seconds later, I turned around, and there were, like 30 people behind me. and half of them were children.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know who can't stand the unicorn fraps?
Who?
Baristas.
Yeah.
Hate them.
Ooh, yeah.
A friend of mine, I've seen her post like, nope, we're out. Nope, we're out. Glad it's over. The week's done. Yes.
Like, she just was livid.
Yeah. Wait, what's going on now?
I don't know. Jake is wanted to participate.
does he have a valid comment?
Oh, no, Do you have a valid point?
He was doing math. I said there were 30 people in line, and I said half of them were children. So he made sure to let me know 15 were children.
So he knew you were doing a story problem.
You are busted.
He did. He knew we were doing a story problem. Spring Valley Education.
Is this Common Core? Hey. Is this Common Core? Is that what this is? I don't even know.
Man.
So, just my goodness. So let's see what else.
What else? Other questions I have.
Why am I getting no audio? Oh, I know why. Because I'm doing this. There we go. Hey.
Do you know how to operate this?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
How is Fat Joe?
Oh, Fat Joe's awesome. I watered him today.
Is he growing?
I don't think he's growing necessarily. He kind of still looks the same as when we got him, but I mean, he's not dead, so I feel like I'm going to mark that in the win.
Is he magnetized to your fridge?
No, he's on our command center. Because I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I have the command center. There's calendars. There's, like, stickers. There's a meal plan for, like, what are we eating on what night.
Oh, wow.
And it's metal, so it's stuck to it.
Did you have one of these command centers before you were a stay-at-home?
Yes, but it was underused and underloved.
Oh. Now I have time. You're running that bitch.
Yeah, because now it's like almost the first of the month. I'm like, I got to turn that calendar. I got to get together. I got to get...
First of the month.
Exactly. There's a big bug on you. It's right here. You should get that. That's big. I don't like it. It touched me. It touched me.
When I first... Hold on. JC is playing dad, I think, at the moment. When I first heard he wanted to do this outside, I said, are you crazy? I said, are you crazy?
I mean,
we got people here. That's cool. I'm all good for that. I said, you know what podcasts do? Now, and I know we're small thingamajig.
Right.
But I said, you know, when podcasts want to go out and do a special promotion, they go to a bar. They go to a bar and do it. It's like, well, let's do this first and see if this works, and then we'll see if we can get the bar thing later.
So this is your tester?
This is the tester, yeah.
This is the tester to see.
And we actually have people come out and show, which is pretty cool. So kudos to you guys. I hope you're not getting ate alive. Let's see. Or getting attacked by weird flying bugs. Hey, speaking of bars, you never had a chance to say anything to the people that came out at the going away party at MJ's. And a couple of them are here tonight. Anything you want to say to, because you got some good stuff there. Didn't you get like Tito's and everything?
I got a lot of vodka. I got vodka from several people and I got several different kinds. So shout out to everyone who came. Thank you so much for supporting us. And thank you to everyone who brought gifts and enjoyed the scarf contest.
Yeah, the scarf contest was great. Special shout out to Katie, who was so upset that her Anthony Frizzo did not win.
It's okay because she was over the other day. And we finished off all that vodka.
Oh, well, there
that
you go.
I got. There. I was like pulling bottles out. I was like, I don't even know where the. Oh wait, this was for my goodbye party. We better drink this, girl.
I'm like, you know what? I'm like that. I wanted Frizzo to win, but she's like, no, we got. We had a youngster in the audience, and she definitely should have got one. So we gave her that one, and then something else happened, and then all of a sudden Frizzo lost again, and it was like,
she never
had a good enough comeback after Frizzo.
No, so. She didn't have nothing else.
So, oh well. So.
That's all right. We love her anyway. Don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. So shout out to her. Why don't you know? Since we're here, since you're here, why don't we do some Tales from Radio Land?
Oh snap!
And now. Tales from Radioland.
Shout out to Billy, too, who did the great voice work for it.
Hey, Billy, how you doing?
I still owe him lunch, so I'm going to pay up on that this week.
You better get on it.
So Tales from Radioland, I like to tell weird things that happened, or, you know, since we have you here, do you have a special, like anything particular, special memory-wise that you would like to reminisce, or maybe something that people behind the scenes that they wouldn't know? Because, like, you know, we always joke how we were radio married and then we would cuss like crazy off the air. And
there's so many memories, Shap. I mean, this is getting rough.
I know.
I think my favorite part of our radio marriage is then and now our ridiculous text messaging of either movie quotes, song lyrics, or emojis. And that's the entire message. Like, you don't need to explain anything. It's just like, here's the poop emoji.
Well, and now I figured out, you didn't even realize this, right? The where you can draw.
Yeah. So the other day, Shap texts me and he's like, this serial killer handwriting comes up on my phone screen. And I'm like, what in the heck is he doing? And how did he do this? So then he's trying to explain to me via text message
and
how to find
it. It saves it too.
So like, see, like, can you?
Bye, Felicia. See what there I'm saying? It's a little serial killer-ish, like,
and then
I'm
watching you. When you send it to them, I think if you pull up, I don't know if you have your phone by you, but if you pull it up, I think
it's my handbag.
Is it? Yeah, I think you can actually see it, like, draw.
It actually, like,
it, like, goes over and, like,
you're the phone guy. You should know. Is that what I'm talking about?
You guys are just figuring out iMessage. Congratulations.
Yes.
We didn't say that we were up on it. We just discovered it.
Did you know you could send, like, fireworks and figure that out, the lasers?
That's we have enough time typing in the song lyrics correctly, okay?
Hey, yeah. I mean, we're not like Governor Rauner who's trying to go to Facebook Live to talk to school kids and ask them questions. Did you hear about that? Governor Rauner is, the state is too big and there's too many kids for me to all go and see and ask their opinions on how we're doing in the school system, what we could be doing better. So I'm going to do a Facebook Live chat with all of the kids.
He just didn't want to stand in the pickup and delivery line of the children. That's why he ain't going.
I could just imagine, though, what some of the things that are going to be said on that Facebook Live chat.
That was a great callback, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was very good. That's a radio term, kids.
Do you want to do some questions?
Yeah. Wait,
are there questions?
Yeah. Why don't we?
Do you got some stuff?
Do we have questions?
There's a couple here from Andrea and one from Dawn.
We said we were going to do ask us anything from the audience, and should we do online first, and then we could go around out in the crowd?
Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Right. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with Andrea first.
Okay.
Other than being DJs and a funeral director.
Hey.
What jobs did you guys consider pursuing before you became DJs, or what you wanted to do when you were a kid and then you grew up?
Ooh, this is rough.
You want to go first?
Why are you passing it off to me?
I wanted to be a movie critic. That's what I wanted to be.
A movie critic?
Wanted to be a movie critic, yeah.
You always do give a very good review. Like, if you've seen something and I really want to know, like, what's the nitty gritty? Should I see it? Should I take Mr. Ikey? Should I not take Mr. Ikey? Should I wait for the video? You will give a very good review.
Well, I had a video store down the street from my house. When we got a VCR when I was 7, I would drive down the street on my bicycle, my BMX, down to the Accent Video. And they had the key tag fobs, you know, that you'd pull off the little rack and you'd take it up to the counter.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember those.
Remember those, yeah. And I think I went through, like, every James Bond movie.
Those were for regular movies?
Yeah.
Because in Rock Falls, we had a video store called Video Villager. And if you grabbed the key tabs, you were not grabbing regular movies.
Oh, that was for the porn?
That was the porn.
That was how they differentiated?
Yes. The porn was differentiated with the key tabs. So, I'm sorry. That was my experience as a kid. So when you mentioned that, that's exactly where my head goes.
Did
going.
You
like,
want to talk about anything from your show?
did the porn section have the creaky wood doors?
Yes, it was like the wooden doors.
Yes,
and then you'd go in there, you grab the key tab, and then bring it to the counter, and then they'd find your movie.
Ironically, speaking of video stores, I used to work at a video store. Then later in life,
oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I worked at a store called Video City in Oaklawn, and we were the great video store that I. Are the kids still out here?
No, the kids are inside. Right?
I shit you not. Good. Blockbuster Video opened up directly next door to this video store. Like, no gaps. Like, it was their Blockbuster parking lot. Okay, so they were this mega store, and we were this family shop, and the only thing that kept us in business was the porn. Blockbuster didn't have any.
So, someone's got to do it.
You know what? That's the only reason Family Video is still open in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Oh!
So, I can't think of any other reason besides video games.
I saw they had a great deal. I saw today. It was like 10 movies, 10 DVDs for $10.
Wow.
Yeah.
probably trying to sell them all.
Yes.
I don't know if they're adult, though, or not. That I don't know.
Where?
Anyways, there was a guy who worked across the street from the video store at Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey.
And he would come and he would rent the porn and then go back across the street.
And then he was making
the donuts.
The donuts.
They didn't have key fobs for the adult section there.
You know what's funny?
They didn't.
And I'm trying to think here. So he would rent the movies and then he'd go make the donuts. Do we know?
I'm sorry.
No, it's just fine. Because you didn't hear anything.
Whoops.
Yet. But do we?
Busted.
Maybe
just
I should
got
wait.
Myself smacked in the face of the
microphone. Because I'm about to. I'm still like fathoming these picking up these videos and then making donuts. And then filling those donuts.
Ew. Oh.
I don't think you needed to explain that one, JC.
Right,
I think
that was going.
That was self-explanatory. That was there. Okay?
JC just wanted to say what everyone
sometimes,
was thinking.
Yes. Sometimes master the obvious just needs to keep their mouth shut. You know what I mean? So I just he would come up and he would tell you the 4-digit code because, you know, they wouldn't want you to, like, say the title, so we would tell them, just tell us the 4-digit number on the box. 3157.
Oh. Hello.
All right.
Occasionally, you'd have somebody actually bring the whole box up.
So Shap wants to be a movie critic. What do you want to be?
I don't really remember, like, wanting to be anything before I discovered funeral
herpetologist?
Directing. Herpetology is a pastime
Wait,
of mine. But
did you say proctologist or herpetologist?
Herpetologist.
Oh, okay. I just want to clear that.
Like about snakes and lizards and stuff. no, I really don't like snakes or lizards or bugs. So I worked as an optician before I was a mortician. Mm. And so I made the glasses at the 1 hour, like.
Oh, nice.
Lab. And I had a lab coat with my name on it. And I looked, like, really professional.
Yeah.
Like, I knew stuff. Like, I had gone to school, and I had, like, a clipboard. And I would, like, come out, and I would be, like, wearing the fake glasses with the clear lenses to look like I know stuff. But I didn't know anything.
But you could make glasses.
But, I mean, I knew how to do that part, but I didn't know anything really about anything else. I just looked the part really well. So I think if I didn't know about dead people, I probably would have become an optician.
Yeah.
Got. Let's see what other questions we got, JC.
You want to go to the next
one? Yeah, go to the next one.
All right. Thanks for the question, Andrea. What was it like working together in the beginning? Did you see your partnership becoming as successful as it did? I don't even listen to radio in the morning anymore now that you two are gone.
Aww. Oh,
that's Dawn.
Thanks,
sorry,
Dawn.
Thanks for the message. I'll go. I could tell we were going to work out right away.
Yeah, we really did hit it off. I mean, it was like, oh, okay.
Well, we had kind of a really awkward introduction because
the
person that was training you was not in a really good headspace and was just like, this is what's going on.
Here
and there
you
was
go.
A, there were a lot of other backstage stories that she was saying.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, I'm like, okay, hold on. And then when that situation was done, I said, hi, let's start this over. My name is Shap. You're Elizabeth. Nice to meet you. And then we were off and running after that.
Yeah, we really were. I think we definitely hit it off from the very beginning.
Yeah. And when we first started, the studio we were in was laid out.
Horribly.
Yes. Because I would be sitting facing the wall, like here I am at the computer here, and she would be like 8 feet behind me over my shoulder. So
talking
I couldn't,
to his back.
Yeah, she would talk to my back.
Had they already switched studios? Like,
the studio had already been switched.
Because like for a long time.
It was like a closet.
Yeah, you were in the weird closet studio. Because like for a long time, AJK was in the
big showcase
big,
room.
Big showcase room, which ended up, you flipped it to Wolf, right? I think Wolf Studios are now. So, like, the co-host would normally be just to the left. But, yeah, because I came in a few times, and you guys were like, Elizabeth's over here, and then you've got your back to her.
Sure. I finally said, you know, it'd help a lot if we could see each other. Do you think maybe we can
turn
the board?
But then we still had to look off to the side a little bit.
A little bit. But it was a lot better.
It was a lot better.
So yeah, yeah. I think we should go to the audience and see what the audience has. So I'm going to have you.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah.
You want me to take the camera?
Flip that one.
This one?
Yeah, take the camera. And you can
this
is
going to be like one. Oprah back in the day. Remember when Oprah used to be out in the audience and she would like have the mic?
Can I get closer?
Yay!
No one's getting a car.
Can you see?
Yeah, I can see.
All right, and then you can flip to the two cam. All right.
Where aren't we on that cam right now?
Yeah, we're on the camera right there.
Yeah, there you go.
What's up? Where are we going? Do you want me to do that and you do take the mic?
Yeah.
All right, that makes more sense.
Good idea. I'm not good at this.
This is good for the podcast.
Yes. Sorry for those
here
who didn't download
good.
Here, Elizabeth, I'm going to put you right here.
Am
right
I going
here.
This way
yep.
now?
I'm
going to
move you.
I, as I filming the car driving by?
Thanks, Bob.
So, all right. So here we go. We've got. Can you see now?
Yes. It's our audience.
Hi. How you doing? We have got Aaron and Chuck, who JC and I had the privilege of DJing their wedding. Thanks for coming and hanging out in the backyard and getting eaten by mosquitoes. We have Bobby Tiemann and May Lee over here. And who has a question? Who would like to ask a question?
I do.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
All right, so all three of you guys have been in radio for quite some time, you two more than Elizabeth, but did you ever have to plug a product that you really hated?
Oh, man. Can I plead the fifth on this one?
Oh.
I still work in radio, so I mean,
don't get fired.
Yeah, I don't. JC, you got an answer for this? I'll come back this way.
I really liked when we got to plug the slipper.
We recorded.
Wow.
We actually recorded like 15-second promo drops that would play in between the gentlemen. Put your hands together for Savannah. And then all of a sudden be like, hey, this is Shap, the Encyclopedia of Rock. Tune in to me middays at 100.9 FM Rocks.
I forgot
back
about
to the
those
tits.
Days.
You know, it was. Yeah. Do you remember doing those?
Yes.
You did one. Yes. Cowboy did one.
Yes.
So, yeah. So
I don't know if I ever plugged anything that I didn't like. let me think. Shap, you might have plugged some things you didn't like.
Yeah. Yes, there were some things. There was one time that I said I really don't want to do this, but I just swallowed my pride and did it. I really don't want to say.
It's okay.
I really don't want to say.
Yeah.
Way to go, Bob. Ask me the difficult question. It's a great question to ask.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an answer when we're done recording. How's
yeah.
that? So, Elizabeth.
Those are the benefits you get if you come and be a part of our live audience.
That's right. Yes.
I think I had one time where I did a commercial that I didn't really want to do it because it was something that was competitive directly with a family member's business. And I ended up kind of sucking it up and doing it and like telling the family member ahead of time. And it was the commercial I got nominated for a Silver Dome for.
Awesome.
I know which one you're talking about now. So
I don't know if they're in business or not, so I don't want to say it.
I don't think they are in business anymore, and
I'm
I think they didn't pay, actually.
Yeah,
so
they
won an award
pay.
For them. They didn't pay their bill. So because radio is one of those weird businesses, and maybe not all stations run this way. I don't know. But a lot of them, like, you don't pay until after the fact. So, you know, it's not like you can go. It'd be like you going to get groceries, right? And, you know, saying, I don't have it, but can I get that 24-pack of Miller Lite? And then just, oh, sorry, I don't have it. Oh, shit, I forgot. That's kind of how radio is. And then you get sent to collections. So I'm telling the truth, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You're looking at me like, oh, shut up, Shap. Don't say
no,
anything
I
else.
No, I mean, I think, you know, there are a lot of, I can't tell you how many bars that had to pay
yes.
in advance in order to run ads.
Yes, yes.
Like, you would have to go, because, I mean, they're not, you know.
Eventually we get to the point. Yeah, eventually we get to the point where they'd say, no, you can't just continue to buy ads that you aren't paying for.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So anyone else have a question from the audience? Here's your chance to maybe get an answer since I pussied out of the other one. anybody else? Going what?
It is after dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just.
Is Elizabeth after dark?
Throwing it out there.
That's the next podcast. That's the spinoff.
Is Elizabeth after dark.
Were you, I'll ask one, along the similar lines, were you ever asked to do anything, perform anything, or like, not like that, that you really didn't
What's going
want
on?
To do?
Because you and I were asked to drive down the Main Street Parade in Princeton.
Yes.
In a hot tub, in a carpeted hot tub.
Yes.
We had a client that had like waterproof carpet, and they wanted her and I inside this carpeted hot tub.
Wait, so the hot tub had carpet in it?
It was no, it was
constructed of carpet.
It was a carpet. It was just carpet. Maybe I should come
it's
back
like
in the
in
picture.
A frame, like in, so it wasn't leaking.
Here, you slide back over, take that mic.
So is this really happening?
Yes.
This is
yes.
A lot
we're
of
playing music. We're
around.
Playing musical
I don't
mics.
Really, not really sure what's.
Sorry.
We're going to knock over our entire setup here. Yeah, we had a client in Princeton that we really liked. And
yeah, it was an awesome client. It was just
I think we could probably even say them, I think. I think we could probably do that.
Can
yeah, so you guys aren't getting attacked by bugs?
It was Wyandotte Carpet.
Yeah, Wyandotte Carpet. Awesome group. They were great.
Awesome.
Loved them. Loved doing their ads. And they really wanted us to come and do this this thing where we were going to do a stunt because they had don't they have a stunt? And there's a YouTube video of them of having the world's they paved the street or they carpeted
carpet.
The street of the Main Street in Princeton once.
And they had the whole parade go over
yes.
The carpeting and then I think they installed it in their showroom.
Yeah,
so
afterwards. They did that and then they wanted to do another stunt where the stunt would have been Elizabeth and I. Sat and rode the entire parade route, which is like almost 2 hours, isn't it? If I'm not
yeah,
is this like
long.
Homestead Parade?
Yeah, the Homestead Festival.
Homestead.
And it's
a long thing.
Yeah.
It's a long day. It's
they were
going
to promote this waterproof carpeting. So they were going to put this waterproof carpeting and they were going to shape it like a tub and have us sit in it for the whole parade route.
It's right there in our bathing costumes.
Hot tub carpet. And I said, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, you were all gung-ho.
Yeah, and then, Homestead Festival is on a Saturday in September, which if you know what Saturdays are September, and if you're in the wedding industry, that means you can't do shit.
It's no.
Saturday in September. So I didn't do it.
You sure didn't.
I didn't.
Sorry.
I actually refused because Mr. Ikey was not down with it.
No,
he
wasn't.
Didn't think it was. He's like, I don't really think that's appropriate.
But you know what? There's now a new opportunity for you, Shab.
I know.
Yeah. So Wyandotte Carpet, if you're listening.
Hey, Todd.
There's an opportunity to get Mr. Shab over here from now WCMY and Jack FM.
Yes.
To be in the carpeted hot tub by himself.
Just as long as you take care of the weddings that day, because I won't be able to do it. So.
We got plenty of staff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody wants to see that.
Wow.
I better hit the gym soon then, man. My God. It's getting scary. So.
I just kept thinking as we were talking about it that you were going to get sunburned. I just thought we're going to do this and he's going to be sitting in the hot tub and he's going to forget sunscreen and he's going to be like burnt to a crisp by the end of the day.
But you know what? I saw the calendar too. You guys made and in the one where you're in the pool.
We have clothes on.
Yeah, has a shirt on. So.
Yeah, they weren't. They were like, I don't know.
They said no. Like, Shep, make sure you have a shirt on.
No, I said no. I said no.
We watched the Shape Up with Shep from the YMCA.
No, I said no. Because the Shep from Shape Up with Shep was about 25 to 30 pounds skinnier than the one that's on that calendar.
You know what's funny? Somebody asked me recently, like, hey, is Shep still doing that Shape Up with Shep thing? Is he still doing that?
No.
Has he lost any weight?
Well... I mean,
I wonder, do you think when they get to that month on the calendar, what are they going to do? Are they just going to tell everybody to skip to August? Or
do you think so?
I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah. Do you guys have calendars? Any calendars?
Yeah.
My favorite thing right now is I have a calendar at work, and I've just been crossing faces out every month.
Just,
Oh, man.
They don't work here anymore. They don't work here anymore.
I've had a few beers.
Seven. Fine.
Okay. I could either, I don't know, do we cut? I have a topic on Mother's Day. Should we do that or should I skip it?
What's that? Mother's Day's coming up.
Yeah, Mother's Day's coming up.
We got a couple
yeah,
weeks
it's coming.
Yet.
I remember talking about this with you last year on the radio about Mother's Day, about what moms really want for Mother's Day. The new survey out says that 70% of people plan to buy mom a gift this year. The other 30% are like, screw her. We ain't getting her shit. But the average person will spend just under $60 on Mother's Day. But a lot of people have a hard time figuring out what to get her. The number one thing, this is a new survey of moms, the number one thing, a bunch of moms are surveyed.
flowers. Mom wants flowers. Almost 50% said they would want flowers.
I asked for flowers.
Shut up. Did you really?
For the yard. Because it's I'm ready to plant, you know?
Okay.
And so I told Mr. Ikey I wanted just flowers, and I, like, started making a list of which ones I wanted and where they were going to go. Because that's what I do now, since I'm a domestic person. Like, I'm going to need some of these and a couple of those, and yeah. So that's what I asked for.
All right. There you go. I guess that's right on. Mom wants flowers.
I mean.
I know that I would be in the doghouse, because if it was flowers for inside, the cats would eat it. And if it was outside, there'd be time at work that we don't have time to do. So I'm stuck. I can't do the flowers. I'm out.
I mean, you can get me something else with the flowers.
I'm not talking about that's you. Fine. You're just a radio wife, and we separated. So
I'm saying to Mr. Ikey, if you're listening, I'll take something else.
Number two on the list is dinner at a nice restaurant.
Like the Red Lobster?
Yes, I guess.
All right. Hey, Chuck. If you're ever at the Red Lobster in Peru, Illinois, please request Chuck as your waiter.
Chuck,
and
you
tip
came to
him well.
You came to our live podcast or our semi-live podcast, and you didn't bring us any of those biscuits. What the hell? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, what does a girl got to do to get a bag of biscuits?
Do you get a lot of those left?
That's a loaded question.
Whoops.
Number three is a gift card for places mom likes, for jewelry, and then finally beauty products.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to say, if you'd like to buy some Mary Kay Cosmetics, Aaron, you can head over to my page and you can get some, because I'm allowed to say that on a podcast. Mm-hmm.
We're still
going to
send you the bill. I mean, hey.
That's no. No.
Yeah, she just won't pay it. We'll have to send her to collections.
No, I'm not going to pay anything.
All right, so there you go. I thought you were going to say what I really want is you to take these kids and get the hell out of the house. That's what I thought you were going to say.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like if you actually say that out loud, people look at you bad.
You did it on the radio all the time for almost 2 years.
Yeah, but like people are actually looking at me right now.
You know all these people.
I know, but I'm still like, I don't know if I look like a terrible mother.
All right.
Yeah, y'all ain't got no kids.
Yeah.
You don't know the struggle. It's real.
It is.
It is very
real.
My
wife just walked out, and that would probably be her want for Mother's Day is a day without kids. Right?
Like a spa day or something. Yeah.
You saw them. We had to, like, chase them all over the yard earlier.
Get these kids.
Yeah. All right. It's time for Hey Guys, our email segment where you get an email from a listener of the podcast. We now have an actual email address, don't we?
guys@guysontheradio.com.
I thought it was guys at guys not on the radio.
I don't have that.
I thought you set that up.
No, I didn't.
What?
I mean, what have you been doing?
Why did I thought I saw I thought I saw an email come through about that.
No, I just said if you want to send an email, send it to guys@guysontheradio.com.
Oh, I thought you said
I already got that set up. I'm not doing anything special.
No, I thought you did something else.
I've done enough for this.
You have. I thought you did that.
You've been doing a really nice job.
Thank you.
Here is our email. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. I have a weird situation at work. A friend of mine is into some weird stuff. And the other day, he texted me a picture and said, "Don't you work with this guy?" The pic was of my coworker performing BDSM. Apparently, he's running some haven of pleasure out of his basement. There were other pictures of him and his mistress in various forms of undress, too. Needless to say, work is now really uncomfortable whenever I'm around him. And I'm also worried that other people will find out. It could have a major repercussion and our company could lose business. Should I tell HR and management about it? Thanks. That's from Heather.
Oh, dang, Heather. This is... Okay, No, you shouldn't tell anyone about it.
Really?
I don't think you should tell, like, management about it. Because everyone's entitled to their own, like, privacy.
Like their side job. So if it's, like, a side gig, it's cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, if he's charging for the haven of pleasure, I don't feel like...
I would... If the side job is affecting your main job, though...
How is it going to affect the main job unless you let it affect it, though?
Right.
I'm
going to side
with Elizabeth on this. If you know, whatever you do in your own home, it's your own thing.
Right. I mean, like,
whatever you do in your own home is your own thing. When you broadcast it to the internet and have pictures about it, that's another, I think.
Because if people say that and they associate you with one business,
yeah,
and then they find out, oh, this person's like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting debate.
Should we tell the kids at home, like, what the BDSM means?
No.
Like, I mean, does everyone know what it stands for?
No, because JC's wife just chased the kids back inside.
Your kids pick the worst time. They're like, hey, Dad.
They're going right now on the phone. They're like, BDSM.
Oh, God, don't look that up.
You might stumble across Heather's coworker.
You very well might.
I mean, of course it's going to be awkward for you,
yeah.
Heather.
Yeah.
But
I guess you're saying she needs to put on her big girl pants?
Yeah, I think you just have to. I mean, I think people are allowed to do whatever. Just like think if there was there's some weird stuff that you're doing, Heather. There's something weird about you. There's something going on. Everybody's got something weird. Just leave it alone. And
I'm not faulting your coworker, Heather, for being into this. That's their own prerogative. You know, that's his deal. But you know,
well,
as long as it's, I mean, listen, I haven't spent a lot of time reading some erotic romance novels since I've been home.
Have you read the entire 50 Shades?
Oh God,
series?
I did that before.
Did you finally watch the movie now that you've got more time on your hands?
I did watch the first movie.
Oh, that's right. We watched it together. We watched it together.
But in separate houses.
Okay.
I was going to say.
No, we didn't watch it.
I made popcorn.
We assigned each other homework that you go home and watch it, you go home and watch it over the weekend, and then we talked about it the next Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, what does the audience say?
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
There you go.
I just put the lights on the audience.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's get Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
You're like really worked up about it.
Well, I sincerely thought that Heather would keep this between her and I, but now this is out. So
there it is for everyone to see. You liked wearing that dog collar. You did.
I totally disagree with you guys. If this is a job that it's going to affect the image of the work, which I think she said in the email, right?
That's what I tried to say. It could affect the job.
Major repercussions.
I think she needs to go to him and say, look, I found this, which means others are going to find this. So you need to either hide it better or you need to prepare for the bus, because as soon as somebody else finds out and says something, I'm going to throw you under it.
Oh,
yeah, everybody in town knows at this point, right? You know,
yeah,
if you find out about it, everybody in town knows.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good angle. Anybody else?
I do agree with you about that, about saying something to them, just like as a, hey, FYI, we all saw you.
But what if this guy all of a sudden is like,
what if you say to the dude?
Like, what if all this?
Yeah, like, what if he comes back and he's like, so, did you like that?
Yeah. If you'd like
What'd
to come over and join us one night.
You have to pay.
What if he says, I'll give you half off
it's
your first time?
Gig.
There's an entrance fee.
But you know what? At the same point, he may be an asset for the company because, you know, they do have those leadership conferences where you may need somebody who's very dominant.
This is how I work out my my stuff outside of the office. Don't judge me. Leave me alone.
Some people shoot guns. Some people do taekwondo. I do BDSM. I mean, hey.
Just saying. I think I have another idea for what I want for Mother's Day now.
Does he do gift certificates?
They do have a gift certificate program, yes.
Do you sell any special products?
You have to get that from our specialty vendor.
My God. Okay.
Are they adding this to the Mary Kay line?
I was just in a meeting and no.
No.
They don't have 50 Shades of Gray and Mary Kay?
No, they don't have any of, no.
50 Shades of Red?
Do they have the Whip Mark Red lipstick?
Yes.
Yes, I have some in my purse. Just saying.
All right, we're just about to wrap this up here.
So what are we telling?
You want to go back to this?
Just real quick, what are we telling Heather? I mean,
we've told her a bunch of things. She's got a bunch of options.
So she can either go to HR.
She can tell him.
Warning. Yeah. Like Bob said, she should give a warning to the person. Like, hey, I seen you. Everybody knows.
And this could have a serious repercussion in this job, so
you
better be ready.
I will not defend you because you made me feel funny. I don't like it.
You
If you get busted, I am not helping you out.
Couldn't you? Why don't you just take down the website? Just, you know.
Well, she says it's her friend that's into some weird stuff.
Yes.
So her friend is probably paying this other guy who she works with.
The well, friend I don't know, is or maybe the friend was just Googling something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly the situation.
Maybe the friend didn't know what BDSM was and Googled it, and this came up.
Ah! Hey, I know that guy.
Local search on Google. Okay, so,
Good point.
That's a good point.
Good point,
Bobby T just made a good point. If you're looking for Dick's Sporting Goods, don't get lazy and just type in what? Dick's Goods? Don't type that in.
Don't just stop just type with Dick's. Dick's.
You just would be amazed at what some of the porn sites will do to get traffic. Like, seriously, if you start typing in radio stations and you think you know what the radio station's call signal is and you start typing it in the website, you very well could wind up with some something on your screen that you weren't expecting to see, because they hold them over like it's like a ransom. They want these companies, you know, to pay big money. And it's not even just radio stations, like, you know,
it's
some
other businesses,
yeah,
and
like
stuff too.
Could be, I don't know, Verizon or something, you know. Or
I mean,
whatever.
If we're gonna start doing a side gig, that's what we should do: hold stuff for ransom, hold website names for ransom.
Maybe Heather, if you could give us the contact for your coworker so we can get some of his pictures to put up on our website that we can use to hold businesses ransom for their domain name. There you go.
Yes.
New business.
That's what we should do. Yeah, what do you think's going to happen
with
Shap's, that?
Shap's radio station's name is Jack.
FM.
And, yeah. It's That's a good point, Bob. It's good.
Bobby
That's
T. Good.
You know
coming
what? The
in.
Amount of promos that are going to come from that.
Yes.
Just wait.
Believe me, there are some things that I've had, you know, rummaging through the old noggin of mine, and I'm like, can I use this one? Like,
is this appropriate?
This, you know, I think I could get away with this because of the I think I could do that. I think I could. And then I'm like, no, I probably shouldn't. You know, maybe I should wait till I'm at least there a month, you know?
So. Give it a good 30 days.
Yes, give it a good 30. So, you know. Are we done now with Heather?
We're done with Heather.
All right, Heather,
feel like
good luck to you. And
that sucks.
If you're alone in a room with this guy, I would get out. And just, you know.
If he starts taking off his tie, run.
That's it.
If you notice a ball gag in his lunch bag, run, okay?
Yeah.
That is black.
There's another yeah.
Like
if he gets the promotion over you,
that is.
Yeah.
You could get your good call from the audience.
Work done for months, thanks to that.
Yeah, the real question is, Heather, does he have something that you want?
There you go. That does not involve what you saw in the pictures.
Ball gags.
I think you have to pay extra for that anyway.
That's not with your admission fee to the Pleasure Haven. That's extra. That's from the a la carte menu.
I'm just waiting for, you know, you kept saying, are the neighbors going to come out and watch? Are they? I'm waiting for the cops and the cherry tops to come out and say, do you know what they're talking about out loud in the yard?
It's Spring Valley. We're good.
It's fine.
Is
yes.
it the dirtiest
yes.
one yet? That's
well,
good.
Thank you, Bob. That's why I came in.
We did.
All right.
Okay, we send the kids inside. We got a McDonald's. They're busy.
All right, we'll do some non-judgmental Shap, and we'll wrap this up here. Non-judgmental Shap, where we judge things. I'm going to say things, get them off my chest, so I can no longer judge them. Right?
Oh, okay.
And you can feel free if you have one your own. You can weigh in too. Either one of you. So, JC likes to add a lot. So. I will no longer judge people who feed the neighborhood cats or just have a flock of them.
Dude, that's my mother-in-law.
And their own
Stop
outdoor
it.
Cats.
She has like 27 cats.
Listen.
I will no longer judge them. I'm just going to say I'm tired of my doors getting peed on. I'm tired of my car getting peed on. I'm tired of getting into my car to go somewhere. And I'm like, why does my car smell like cat piss?
That's horrible.
True. This happens.
Okay, well then.
But I'm not going to judge those people.
Well, those cats. Well, what's going to happen to those cats? They're going to die, right? So, either the cats are dead, or they're going to piss on your car.
This is called pet hoarding. That's what this is called.
You got a problem.
Yes. Yes. And they've been reported before to the proper channels. So.
Well. But the proper channels don't want to do anything.
No, of course not.
Then the proper channels have to decide what are we going to do with these cats now.
Yes, exactly.
So,
and then they're going to go and they're going to get, you know, bless the shelter people for what they do. But, you know, yeah. Then the cat, the
well,
pets
they ain't
go
taking
there
these cats in.
Yes.
They're not taking any of the stray ones in.
No.
Those are going straight to the factory. They're going to get
that's
butchered.
<whoop. laughs> I didn't have a
really?
Problem until they were peeing on your car. Then I started to go, oh, yeah. no. I think maybe, like, you could plant something. Like, some isn't there some kind of, like, a cat herb?
Get off of me.
Oh, it's big. It's a
hold on.
Big bug. Big said. Bug.
What'd you get?
Ew.
That is a big June bug.
Look at that one.
It's not June.
It's only April.
Is that where the June bugs
climate
get their
change.
Name from the month? I didn't know that.
Well, no I don't. I don't really. I'm a herpetologist. I don't know anything. <that's>
I'm also not going to judge people who burn garbage. I'm just not going to judge them anymore.
Oh, man.
We can burn here in Spring Valley. We're all about burning. What, we can't burn garbage?
No, you can't.
Are you
burn
just telling
garbage.
Me this now?
No, Heidi's right, because it's the same
gross.
Rule
it's
everywhere.
Gross.
You can't
okay.
burn actual
gross.
Garbage.
And my last non-judgmental tonight, I'm not going to judge the Peru city engineers or whoever it is that created their terrible intersection. So, specifically the one, you know, over by the mall and Hobby Lobby and Dairy Queen over there. They, you know, I know that they think they fixed it with this new configuration they have. Have you guys been over there recently?
I just drove by there today.
I feel like it's better.
You
I
think
do
it
too.
Is?
I don't think it's that bad.
Roundabouts. Oh, man. Seriously, though, the only reason why
I live in Europe.
Roundabouts are confusing sometimes.
Yes.
But, I mean, okay, but I've lived in a neighborhood with roundabouts all over the place in Metro Phoenix.
Yeah.
And it really, like, once you get used to it, it's not even that bad.
My sister was in Forest Park, and they had roundabouts. I could never figure them out. Oh, come on.
Really?
I mean, you got to do due diligence here if you're going to use the word roundabout. So,
oh my God.
Look. All I'm going to say, recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee.
So,
I just want to say.
Are you for the roundabout? Do you think a roundabout would fix that?
Do you think that's going to make it better?
I did not say it would make it better. I'm not for
I don't
the
think
roundabout.
So. People
no.
can't figure out four-way stops in this community.
Yes.
So
yes.
How the hell are they going to figure out a roundabout?
Shooting Park Road, how many four-way stops do we need to have in like a five-foot radius there? I mean, seriously,
yeah.
it's like you go
annoying.
Two steps and then there's another stop sign. How about this? How about another entryway to a damn parking lot? Can we do that instead? Like, is that possible? Is there like some mandate that says you can't have an entryway into the mall further in on 251? Thank you. See, one person in the audience.
See, all I want them to do
hey.
Is, the only thing I want Peru to do, and this is it, is I want them to connect the road from like the like Hy-Vee
to Plank,
like Kmart. To Kmart or the Kmart parking lot.
Oh, that
yeah,
would be good too. Yeah,
if they could just go all the way there, and then I can yeah. get off there. I can get right to Harbor Freight, and I can buy my tools that I'm never going to use.
Yeah, you could just
see my house.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't done that yet. And then we need somebody to like buy some of that land in between Peoria and Plank, so that way then they could have a road going all the way through there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
No, I want to go back to the intersection. Again.
Roundabouts, yes or no?
No roundabouts.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is the current intersection, the way it's laid out, may be better than what it was. But I can't help myself with the fact that being there the other day, I felt like an accident was just waiting to happen. Because this side doesn't yield. This side has to stop. This sign can go. And it's a big... People who are used to the other way or the way it was before still are going to screw it up.
It's been like 2 years, though. Hasn't
they're still
going
to screw it up. Just wait and see.
I ain't saying nothing because, you know, I can't drive for nothing.
No, you can't. You can't.
Nope. Still can't.
You guys have any non-judgmental issues?
I think so. I mean, I think from cat piss to roundabouts, we've got it covered.
I truly missed sharing a microphone with you and laughing along the way. And
aw, I missed you too.
Your quick wit. So.
Oh, snap.
So I think it's time that we head on out of here. And thanks to everybody who came in our studio audience.
Yay, live studio audience.
Bobby T. Woo! Billy.
I wish we had some trivia questions for Bob because he's so good at trivia.
Chuck and Aaron and Heidi too. So thanks to all
hey,
of you guys.
for coming out tonight. It was fun to see everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.
Next week, we're going to have Kevin Kramer.
Oh, wait, that's for sure?
Yeah, as long as he gets better. He hasn't been feeling so good.
Are we going to be live someplace?
We can do it here again and fight the mosquitoes, or I might be able to find another place that might be indoors, which might work a little bit better than fighting mosquitoes in the backyard.
Okay. I think we need to go with that option.
Okay.
So.
Hey, maybe when the experimental pool opens, you can come over and we'll do a water episode.
Oh, that! Are you kidding me?
Well, not in the water, but like
this is
our
equipment here. This isn't like we work for a radio station equipment that we're okay to ruin. You know?
Well, you can put like the water wings on and just sit there in the chair. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean like you guys would be swimming, and then I just have to worry about if anybody's drunk splashing water?
Like Mr. Ikey all of a sudden pop up out of the pool or something? I don't know.
I think on that note, it's time to say
bye, Felicia.
There you go.
Bye, Felicia.
Thanks so much for coming, guys. On the radio podcast, we'll see you next week.
Done. All right. Thanks, guys.